Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph, and we are starting Kuf Amud Beis all the way on the bottom with Halacha Beis and Adulterous Daf. It's on Pei Beis Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing different Kalim and how they're allowed to be used on Shabbos. Remember, we have two main classifications: Klishim Lachtei LeHeter and Klishim Lachtei LeIsser. LeHeter means that its normal use is something that's permitted on Shabbos, and LeIsser means that its normal use is Usser on Shabbos. And to get more details, Neitel Adam Kornus Lavtzoy BaGozim. A person can take a hammer to smash nuts with it. We had mentioned this yesterday already that even though a hammer is a klishim lachti l'isser, if you need to break open nuts with it, you could use it for that. Furthermore, kardam lachti bayas vela, he could take an axe to cut a fig cake with it. There's tons of figs pressed tightly together. It's extremely thick and needs an axe to cut it. Kuf alfa mud alfa on top, megera, a saw, lager basag vina, to cut a block of cheese with. Magrefa, shovel, ligrev basag gregeres, to shovel out dry dates from the barrel. As a rachav, this is a malgez. These are two different types of pitchforks. Losses of l'katon, they could be used to put food on it to feed to a kid. Seems like a very large fork to feed a kid food with, but you could still use it for that. And as a kush vs a karkad, which are two different sharp tip poles that are used in the weaving process, litchev bai, to poke some food with, that would be a permitted use. Machat shel yad, a hand needle, litol bai sakaitz, in order to remove a thorn that's in you, vishal sakayin, and a sack weaver's needle, which is much bigger, liftech bai sadeles, to open the door with if you can't find your key and you need to pick the lock, so you could use the sack weaver's needle to do that. Nothing more clarifies, not to all them corners, liftai bai gaizim, hashal loy liftai bai loy. It's mashal from the Mishnah that if you don't need this hammer to smash open nuts, you're not allowed to move it, and that's even if the hammer's in your way. You need the place where the hammer is. That's called the tzarech mekaymai. It's mashma from the Mishnah, you're still not allowed to use it. Only the tzarech gufai, for the hammer itself. And that means that Masnisa Rav Nechemya, our Mishnah Rav Nechemya, Dom Rav Nechemya, Rav Nechemya says, and you tell shalai l'tzarech, that a kli is not allowed to be taken shalai l'tzarech, and this is considered shalai l'tzarech. Moving it because you need the place is not l'tzarech of the kli, it's the tzarech of the place. But according to the Rabbanon, as we mentioned yesterday as well, that a kli shemlachti l'iser is allowed to be moved, not only tzarech gufai, but also l'tzarech mekaymai. We continue discussing Rav Bach quotes Rav Yudah, who quotes Rav Chanan bar Shlamya, who says b'shem Rav, the Chum do agree to Rav Nechemya, Bezairo, Mezairo, Mechayna, with these three things, that they're Klishim Lachdei L'Isser, and they're not allowed to be moved. Bezairo, what is this? Do Atzar Bey? This is like a clothing press of sorts. Bimezairo, do Chavit Bey? This is some sort of rod or kli that's used for beating clothing while they were being cleaned. It somehow helped them get cleaner. And Bimechayna, what's this? Do Kasish Bey? This is used in working with silk. These are all unique for their own purpose. No one's going to use them for anything else, and therefore they're Mokta. We continue discussing Shitas Chachamim, Kli Hamyuch L'Isser, a kli that really its main use is Isser. It's allowed to be moved letzarech and laheter. If it's a klishim lachte laheter, bein letzarech ben shalay letzarech. Whether you're moving letzarech even shalay letzarech, it's allowed to be moved. And Amar Yosi now comments on this. See how much they were makel on Shabbos. Shafil dvarim she'in tashmish l'ashim Shabbos. Even though we have kelim that the normal tashmish is not for Shabbos use, it's a klishim lachte l'iser tiroes on l'ashim Shabbos. They were matter to use them if you need them for Shabbos. And something similar. Amar Blazer has a proper girsa. Dulufki lamahit meya. Why is it dulufki tame? It's basically some sort of flat board that's used for putting wine and wine glasses on. And so the question is, why would we kabel toma? We know that pshute kli eitz, wooden utensils that are flat and don't have a base kibble, they don't have a receptacle, they can't be kabel toma. Like a flat wood stirring spoon, that can't be kabel toma. Now a table could be kabel toma because it's designed to be mishamish kalim and people, but this thing over here, this dlufki, is basically a flat board that's meant for putting wine glasses on. So why could it be kabel toma? And the answer is, m'nesha shamish oichaleh, because a servant, he'll actually put his food on it and kind of use it as a makeshift table, and therefore could be kabel toma. And furthermore, bosses didei lam hitmea, why is its base, the base of this dlufki, why would it be mekabel toma? And the answer is Manisha Shamish Aymer Aleha, because the servant sometimes stands on it in order to arrange his stuff, and therefore it's considered a kli. And once again, we have the same comment, Ra ad Eichan Chmir B'toma, see how much the Chum were Machmir with Toma. Shafil Dvarim She'in Tashmish L'Shem Tavla, because even things that are really not meant to be a table, that's the buses that we're talking about. Timu Aysel L'Shem Tavla, they were still Motam in them as if they were like a table. We can discuss the Mishnah, Esarachas V'Samal Gez, Losses of L'Katan Akush V'Akak Had Lutchai Bay. Now we're going to bring another din and show how it's correct based off of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Simon, Sharuli Rabavo, Mesav Kilaris B'Shabbos. Rabavo allowed me to put Kilaris on Shabbos. This is some sort of eye balm. It's not meant for a fuah. It's really just meant to draw all the gunk out of the eye, and that's why it's permitted. Now Rabav Bar Kain says B'Shem Rav Sheshes, Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us this. What does the Mishnah say? Machat Shel Yad Lital Bas HaKoitz, that one could use a hand needle, like a regular sewing needle, to remove a thorn from the body. The Leichain, if you want to say it's not so, Mabin Koitz Lezeh. What would the difference be between a thorn and this? If a thorn is allowed to be removed from a needle, that's not considered refuah. We're allowed to use this kilaris as well to put it on the eye just to get out all the gunk and all the no good stuff in the eye. But that's not considered for refuah. Now, Rabba Kumi Rav Mana, Rabba in front of Mana, Mao Mikbal to Yamtif. What about mixing this kilaris on Yamtif? He wants to put the necessary ingredients together and mush it all together. Is he allowed to do that on Yamtif? We know that gibel, which is kneading a dough, that is permitted on Yamtif. The question is, what about this? So I'm really told him, it's not oichel nefesh. It's not considered food. It's something you're putting on your eye to make it feel a little bit better. better. And therefore, this type of gibul is not allowed to be done on Yom Tov. And moving on to halacha again, we'll continue discussing. The Mishnah says, Kanesh al Zesim, the reed or the pole of olives. Now, generally, when olives are harvested, they're hard. And in order to soften them, they're placed in a vat where they all sit together, get heated up, and then they soften and even begin oozing some oil. Then they're placed in the press to be squeezed. But while they're in the vat, there's this long pole that was used to stir them and check to see if they're ready. So this Kanesh al Zesim, im yesh kesher baroshai, if there's a kesher at the tip, which means it's thicker and a little bit hollow, so it's considered a kli, mekabel toma, it could be mekabel toma, but vimlav, if not, in mekabel toma, it's not mekabel toma, because just like pshute kli eitz, has no base kibul, has no receptacle, so it's not mekabel toma. Now, benkach u'benkach, either which way, nitel b'shabbos, it's allowed to be carried on Shabbos. Now, we clarify this, Rabbi Yani Amri, the Mishmash Rabbi Yani, they said, kanesh eskinu liyaz baydek hazesin, this kana of zesim that the Mishnah is talking about is a special reed, the special pole that we explained is meant to check the olives to see if they're ready. That's just a clarification from the base measure of Yanai. Kufal Fom is on top of the Gemara's Ketzer Hoyedea. How would he know if the olives are ready? And the answer is, Imalochel Mashke, if the tip of the stick is all dirty or it's all wet with liquid, basically the juice, the oil that oozed out of the olives, Biodusha Negrim Malachas Amaton, then it's known that the maton, this vat, is all finished and the olives are ready for pressing. Viloi, and if it's not dirty, Biodusha Loi Negrim Malachas Amaton, then it's known that the olives are not ready and they need to sit in the vat a little bit longer. However, Amalei Ramana told him, Loi Tani Shmuel El Liyas Shaila Bayazesin. Shmuel only taught that what is his Kanesh al Zesim? It's meant to remove the olives. It basically has some sort of receptacle at the end that you can actually take an olive out of the vat, and it's actually considered a real kli. Moving on to another din regarding a kaneh, a reed. Kanesh eskinu liyas paikik b'achalayin. A kaneh that was fixed up in order to use it with the window. It was basically a key that was meant to lock and unlock the window. So Neymar said, im hayakasher v'taloi. It was not only tied to the window, but it was also hanging. It wasn't on the ground. Paikin by, then it could be used as the key. Vimlai, but if not, if it's either not tied or it's tied, but it's resting on the ground because the string is so long, ain pike and bite, it can't be used as a key because it's not a kli. It doesn't look like a kli by itself. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, he argues that mutkan afal pi she'ena kasher v'taloi, as long as it was fixed up, meaning b'machshava, before Shabbos, the person thought to himself, I'm going to be using this as the key for the window, even if it's not tied and hanging, it's allowed to be used because that already considers it like a kli. So the question is, v'loikin ar Rabbi Yechanan, didn't Rabbi Yechanan say as follows, mashachni chilfai, chilfai dragged me, he pulled me, v'rani neger, Michel Beis Rabbi, he showed me the neger, which is like the door bolt of Rabbi's house, kosher afal b'she'enu talui, that it was tied, but it wasn't talui, it wasn't hanging mid-air, it was resting on the ground. And it seems to be like neither of these shitas, because according to Tanakama, it has to be kosher v'talui, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's Rabbi's father, it doesn't have to be kosher or talui. And this thing that Rabbi Yechanan saw at Rabbi's house was that it was kosher, but not talui. What's going on over here? So I'm Rav Yudin, he answers that actually Rabbi held like his father, Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a key for the window or door bolt technically could just be okay with machshava, as long as you think about it before Shabbos that you're going to be using it as a kli, that's fine. However, there's a slight difference. The nega, this door bolt, since it's left there for long periods of time, it's not really like a regular kli. That's why it at least has to be tied, even though it's not hanging. However, this kaneh for the windows, which is basically this kli, says review done, mikivan shenitlo v'nitno l'seich yadai nasik mafteach. Since he takes it and he puts it in his hand, meaning the moment he opens or closes the window, he takes it out and he keeps it in his hand, maybe puts it in his pocket, so it's just like a regular key, and it doesn't even need to be tied at all whatsoever. Moving on to halacha dalid, here's the Mishnah where we actually have this machlokes from Nechemiah and the Chachamim. We mentioned it a bunch of times previously, but here's the source for it. Kol kelim utalim b'Shabbos. All kelim are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Chutz min ha-metzar ha-gadol v'yosat shamachresha, except for a large saw, which is meant for sawing beams, and the peg or the knife of the plow, which is basically meant for digging the hole in the ground. And both these people are very particular to use only for these things and not for anything else. Therefore, they can't be moved, but other things are allowed to be moved. And furthermore, kol kelim utalim l'tzarech v'shal l'tzarech. All kelim that are klishim lachli l'heter, they're allowed to be moved l'tzarech and shal l'tzarech. However, he says, "In nitalon el tzarech, they're all going to be moved letzarech." Tanya Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'shem Rav halacha k'rav Nechemia." The halacha k'rav Nechemia, Damar says, "In nitalon el tzarech, that even a klishim lachta laheter, that is only allowed to be moved letzarech." Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabban Taman, Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabban over there of Eretz Yisrael, they argue how to understand the machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Nechemia in the Mishnah when we talk about klishim lachta l'iser that's only allowed to be used letzarech, but not shalai letzarech. So, what does that mean? Chadam or one of them says the letzarech for its need means letzarech gufay, that you need the kli itself, you need the hammer, for example, to break open nuts. And shalai letzarech means shalai letzarech gufai, that you don't need it. You would need it, let's say, for mekaymai, for the place where it is, it's on the table, and you want to set the Shabbos table, so you just want to move it because you need the empty spot. That's considered shalai letzarech in the Chachamim. And Rechana Amar, the other one, says that no, letzarech, what does this mean? Letzarech gufai u letzarech mekaymai. Whether you need it or you just need the place where it is, that's fine. And shalai letzarech means shalai letzarech gufai, shalai letzarech mekaymai. You only need it, let's say, to move it mechama letzel. It's sitting out in the sun, it's going to get ruined, and you want to move it into the shade. That's considered shalai letzarech. And Rechamim he says, it's only going to be moved for this reason. Now we're going to talk about the same achleikes, just with Beisham Beis Hillel, which we had brought earlier in the Masechta. They also argue whether or not Kalim were allowed to move Litzarech or Shalai Litzarech, Beisham is Machmer, Beis Hillel is Mekel. And Tony, we have a Brisa, Omer Yudin, he says, Beisham Beis Hillel, Beisham Beis Hillel do not argue Al Malayan in regards to Kalim that are full of food. Shematatal my son Shalai Litzarech, they're allowed to be moved Shalai Litzarech, even Mecham Litzel, that's because they have food in them. Valerie Kanin, and even with empty Kalim, Shiash Bedaitel and Malay son, that he intends to fill up with food, because that's also considered Shalai Litzarech. Where he doesn't have any intention to fill them up with food. It's in that case, Beishamai Aser is moving it, and Beisol says it's okay. Now, Aser to Beishamai Krim Nechemia, Beishamai holds a Krim Nechemia, and now here's the question. You had said earlier, meaning right at the beginning of this Gemara, we had said Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rav telling us the Lach is like Krim Nechemia. But the Lach is not like Beishamai, so how could the Lach be like Krim Nechemia if Krim Nechemia and Beishamai say the same thing, and we don't paskin like Beishamai? And we end up with this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, continue to discuss Kalim on Shabbos in regards to Mukta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.